Mackie is wacky because he insults his own workers.
John Mackey wrote, the CEO of Whole Foods, wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal opposing healthcare reform and wanting to leave it to the market.
We're with United Food and Commercial Workers Union Local 400, and we're out here basically advertising to the consumers of Whole Foods the stance that the CEO of Whole Foods has taken against healthcare reform in the country.
My name is Ahene Brown. I'm a whole body team leader. I work here at P Street, and I've been with the company approximately 6 years, since 2003. Yeah, 6 years. Okay. I feel the protesters are entitled to their opinion. I was sort of surprised by the reaction because I think I have good health care.
John Mackey's personal preference is to not give a shit about his Latino-based work is, you know, that's pretty much what it is.
This is the best healthcare I've ever had. And what I like about it is I have the freedom to go pretty much to whatever doctor I want to go to. Whole Foods Market actually gives you money towards a deductible.
The Whole Foods healthcare system is a combination of a high deductible plan where we have a deductible of about $2,500 combined with what we call personal wellness accounts.
And the money goes on to a card. It's like a charge card. And depending on how many service hours you have, that sort of determines how much goes on to your wellness card annually.
Our team members are spending their dollars because the money's transferred to them and it's in their accounts. So when they go out and have to purchase health care, since the first $2,500 is coming out of their personal wellness accounts, they have a different attitude towards it.
You can actually sort of manage your account. You know what I mean? It makes you sort of think about how you're spending what's on your card. The general consensus that I've gotten from talking to people is that people are pretty happy.
The plan that's offered through Whole Foods Market works for me.
My experience with Whole Foods healthcare is good.
I've had nothing but kind of good relations with my health benefits from Whole Foods.
Certainly those employees have a right to their opinion, and I respect that. And also, if they don't know any other way, then they don't know if there's anything better out there.
Prior to coming to the Whole Foods Market, I worked for another company for 10 years, so I have the two programs to compare. I love it. I love it so much. I carry my husband and my children. All of us are on it. That's how good it is.
I would say that if I had the opportunity to look at some of the plans that are provided to union members in the retail grocery industry doing the same work that they're doing, I'm pretty confident that those healthcare plans would exceed what they're getting at Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. But they're ignorant of that because their employer wouldn't allow them to have a choice.
Every 3 years, we vote on what is in our healthcare package. One of the things about Whole Foods Market is like everybody is empowered. Just to get the conversation going, since we're the ones that are ultimately paying for it, what do we want in our package?
You know, this isn't necessarily centered on Whole Foods or their employees. It's more of a conversation of in conjunction with what we're going through as a country right now.
Our system costs less money than most other companies pay, and it provides high value that our team members like. And I don't think we're arguing that it's the complete solution to every single problem that exists out there. My position is that the reforms that I advocated in the Wall Street Journal op-ed would help tens of millions of people have better health care and health insurance.
I think this is really ridiculous. I hope nobody here boycotts Whole Foods because these people don't agree with what the owner agrees with. Thank you.
But I said a little hard line.